Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, we will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach and business coach who specializes in breaking down the emotional barriers that block you from what you are committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communication, team management, and years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager, and I also spent many years focusing on leading impactful seminars and transformational programs, and I will work with you to enhance your ability to create an extraordinary life that you absolutely love. I call myself a Yes Coach, and the process I design is the science of yes. Join me each week, and I'll guide you in having it all. You don't have to let your fears keep you frozen in place. Take on life and everything it has to offer. Say yes to life. Come on my program and get answers to your questions regarding starting a business or creating your business plan or anything about getting your business going. I support you. I focus on spiritual and health practitioners as well as creative artists. I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. Even if you're currently working full-time and do your business on the side, I can support you in getting your business up and running. Callers are welcome. Call at 323-642-1207. Call in and get your questions answered and join me, the Yes Coach, on the science of yes.
Never had a friend love. You never had a friend like me.
Well, good evening and welcome. Welcome to the Science of Yes. Every week we hold our show and we talk about the energy of yes. And we talk about what's possible when you live your life inside of yes. I'm Pamela Heath and I am the Yes Coach. And every week we talk about what you can do to live your life in the mindset of yes. Thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. We're part of the Spirit Talk community, and you're welcome to come in, ask questions, and hang out with us so we can talk about the science and the lifestyle of yes. So, getting started this week, this Thursday, April 19th, 2018. Can you believe it? It's hard to imagine that just a short time ago, we were singing Auld Lang Syne. And here it is, April, and we're 2 weeks away from May 2018. It won't be long before we're halfway through the year, and so much is going on. What's going on with you? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. I have a lot that I can contribute to you in the realm of yes. The science of yes is a very powerful tool. It's something you can use to help you in your life manifest whatever it is that you think is missing. It doesn't have to necessarily be a missing. You just have to want to and actually pursue what it's going to take for you to actually do the things you want to do in life. You know, I'm currently working on my book. It's called Say Yes. When I talk about to people, when I tell people about how I'm writing the book and what I'm putting in the book, I sometimes have people ask me about yes and being a yes and what does that involve and what's the big deal about being a yes. So here's the thing. Being a yes in life is not necessarily something that you have to be facile out at or you have to you know, get a degree in. It's not that complicated. I say, in my philosophy, in how I live my life, is that life is energy, and the universe is energy, and everything resonates at a particular energetic frequency. And that if you aligned your frequency that you resonate at with the universe, which resonates at, yes, I say, then you can have anything you want, anything you're willing to say you want, anything you're willing to align with the universe to manifest, you can have it. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're tall, if you're skinny, if you're short, if you're fat. I don't care what you look like, what your ethnic values are. I don't care. Whatever it is that you want in life, you can have it. All you have to do is be willing to say yes. Are you willing to say yes? Well, what do you want? I'm happy to hear from you. Let me know, and we can talk about it. I noticed that for a lot of people, there's three areas that they really are looking for support and help with. One of those areas is in the area of career and business. Whether or not you have a full-time job working for the man, or whether you have a self-employed situation, or you're a network marketer, or you own your own store, own something, you're an entrepreneur. Whatever that is, inside of that, a lot of people seek coaching and support to help them in what they're guiding themselves to and what their goals are and their visions for the future with that business or with that career or with that job. The second area is romance. A lot of people are seeking support and coaching around the area of romance. They want to know they don't have the one, how to find the one. And if they have the one, or at least the guy or the gal who used to be the one, now they're not so much the one. They're trying to rekindle or reignite that spark that had them relate to them as the one in the past. You know, whatever it might be, whether you're seeking the one or whether you're seeking to revitalize or reinvent the one, romance is a major category in life where people are seeking support. And then the third area is in the area of your health and your well-being. If you're someone who's focused on being well, being fit, you know, you enjoy a healthy lifestyle, you eat properly, organic whole foods, you exercise regularly, you run, you jump, you kickbox, you spin, whatever's there for you in the arena of health and well-being, a lot of people seek coaching and support in that area. Those are the three major areas that people seek coaching in: your business, your romance, or your health. Those are the three areas of life that people need coaching in, because it's the three areas that show up the most where you're weak and where you're strong. If you're a very strong athlete and you've got that handle that shows up big time, it shows up. If you're weak in that arena, however, if you're overweight or if you're dealing with illness or disease, it shows up. It shows up big time. My point is that in any of those areas, and in all three of those areas, if you're looking for coaching, if you're up for support, then you're inside a certain modality, and that modality is you're keenly working towards a goal or a vision, whether it's in your career or it's in your health and well-being or it's in your romantic situation in life. So whatever that looks like for you, you want a coach. You want somebody who is coaching you and who's guiding you and who's actually supporting you in what it takes for you to be where you are, to be where you want to be, to get from point A to point B. Now, having a coach can be like, it can be very, very powerful. It can help you see things that up until now were hidden from your view. It's easier for someone who's on the outside looking in to distinguish what's missing or what needs to be addressed or adhered to, and can coach you and support you to do just that more so that you can achieve what it is that you're out to achieve inside of what you're committed to and not necessarily how you feel about it. Because sometimes when you are committed to a certain goal or a certain vision in life, sometimes you can get caught up. You know, I'm not here to say that, you know, the word discipline, the word willpower, the word, I think discipline and willpower are the key words, the buzzwords that people struggle with. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a weakling or that you don't have willpower, you don't have discipline if it's hard for you. If you've got a commitment to lose weight, if you've got a commitment to get fit, to be healthy, and you find that you don't get up and you don't go work out, you don't go running, and you don't, you know, do the things that you know will make a difference in what you're committed to, that could be in the arena of procrastination or a lack of self-discipline or willpower. You could go down that tunnel and create a conversation about you're not enough and beat yourself up and put yourself down and be the biggest naysayer in your environment telling you that you haven't got the stuff, you haven't got the right stuff. What I invite you to do is look at the possibility of having someone coach you. Having someone coach you is like asking the universe to provide you with support structure so that you fulfill all your dreams in life. A lot of times it's no shame and it's no upset to ask another human being to support you and help you in what you're up to in life. If you look at the people that you admire in the arenas that you want to play in, if you're a creative artist, you want to sing, you want to act, you want to dance, if you look in those professions at the people you admire and you would listen to if they were to suddenly walk into your home and start coaching you, look at who they are and what they're up to and what structures they have in their life. Most of the top level athletes, creative artists, singers, writers, dancers, most of them have coaches, especially the really, really top-notch ones, the ones who are home, the ones who put it out, they have coaches. Some of them have more than one. You don't get to the top of your field alone. You don't get there by, you know, punching people out and stabbing people in the back and climbing the ladder to success without support, without help. I don't care who you are. I don't care how talented you are. And I'm not putting down talent, and I'm not saying don't study, don't research, don't do your due diligence. If you want to be at the top of your field, you're going to have to take on the work it involves in getting to the top of your field so that you know everything there is to know and you're comfortable doing what there is to do. But having a coach and having someone source you, mentor you, have a conversation for what's possible with you makes all the difference, because you yourself, by yourself, might have a difficult time getting to where you're going, especially if you're in a very specialized field. You want to think about what it's going to take for you to look at life from the standpoint of having a coach, whether you are trying to get a certain space in Hollywood, like you want to be an actor and you see yourself as the next Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, it's something that you want to consider, not just taking the right classes, but having the right mentors. If you are someone who is an athlete and you played football in college or basketball or track, you know, and you want to take that to the next level, you want to become an Olympic athlete, or you want to become an athlete who makes a living that does commercials and does sponsorships because you are like, you know, the Dorothy Hamills of life, who, you know, you do your athletic career and then you spend the rest of your life resting on the laurels of what you did when you were young. And it's perfectly fine, but you want a coach. You want somebody who's supporting you and providing for you the structures you need to fulfill on those dreams. All of that is all encapsulated in a conversation for get yourself a coach. So you want to get there. You want to be there. You want to get to the top. You want to be the one that people come to for whatever this is that you do, whether you're a salesman or whether you are a craftsman or whatever it is that you do. You want to have a coach. You want to have someone in your environment who's coaching you on. And for most coaches, what they're going to do with you is they're going to
They're going to sit down with you and they're going to work out your future. And then you're going to be given the keys to the kingdom by the person who's just as committed that you get there as you are. And that's the best part of having a coach, is that you have someone in your environment who is excited, who is as profoundly committed to you achieving these results as you are to achieving them. And that's what it is to have a coach. Now, I've had the privilege of coaching several people. I've coached entrepreneurs who own businesses. I've coached people who wanted to become an entrepreneur and had a regular 9-to-5 job, put themselves in the position where they could leave the job and focus on their business full time. I've coached many people. I've coached people who have failed to launch. We've got the millennials out there that still live with their parents and failed to launch. They failed to get out on their own and make their way in the world. And I've coached them to success. I've coached a lot of people, and I've provided a lot of support for people to get out of their comfort zone and go challenge themselves to take on the things in life that they thought were too big for them to take on. They were able to conquer their fears and go for it. When I say get yourself a coach, that's what I mean. Get yourself a coach. Now, here we are on the Science of Yes, and I'm talking about the value of having a coach. There's power in having a coach. For me, as a yes coach, my power is in designing a world for you where you are a yes. And what I mean by that, some of you may have seen, there's a movie that came out many years ago. I can't remember, maybe 10, 15 years ago, with Jim Carrey. And the name of the movie was Yes Man. And he took on saying yes to everything. And that theme has been around quite a bit with a lot of people. Yes Man was actually based on a book in which the movie actually veered from the book quite a bit. I have the book. I've read the book, and the book is actually much better because it's more grounded in reality, because the person who wrote the book actually took on being a yes for a year. And Shonda Rhimes, who is a writer-producer in Hollywood, she produces Grey's Anatomy, she produces Scandal. She also wrote a book, and she took on being a yes for a year. And that book that she wrote, The Year of Yes, is about what she discovered, because what came up for her, just like in the gentleman who wrote his book, Yes Man, what came up for both of them in life when they were looking at their lives, they discovered that they were no. They were a no, and they decided that they were going to take on being a yes. Being a yes involves a certain something. I'll give you an example. Somebody asks you, how would you like to go out to dinner and a movie tomorrow night? And it may not necessarily be a date, but it could be a date. It could be somebody that you are romantically interested in. But just for the sake of this example, we're not going to worry about that right now. We're just saying that this person is going to ask you, well, let's go to dinner and thought I'd like to take you out to dinner in a movie. So let's just look at that scenario. What comes up for you first off? Somebody says, hey, let's check out a movie and have some dinner, or vice versa. The first thing that comes up for you might be, well, who's paying? Or you might the thing that might come up for you is, well, where, what movie? Like, all these things that I'm bringing up are the kinds of questions that might come up in your mind that would determine whether or not you're going to say yes. Where are we going? Is it going to be in that great theater over on Fallbrook that has the seats that lean back and you feel like you're in a massage chair? Because I'd love to go to that theater. I'd live at that theater. Or who's paying? Is this Dutch? Am I paying for me and you're paying for you? Because I'm broke. And I was just sitting here minding my own business. You're the one that wanted to go to dinner and a movie. So are you paying? Or it could be something like, well, gee, the last time I went to a movie, you fell asleep and were snoring in the theater and embarrassed me very much. And on and on and on and on. There's all these scenarios that come up in your head before you answer yes or no. And what I'm saying is that you could take on being a yes. Say yes. And then look to see what has to get worked out for you to fulfill on that yes. Now, I know that there might be some objections to that. Like, well, wait a minute, if this is somebody that I don't want to go out with, or if this is, what about all the considerations that I have before I say the answer to that question about whether or not I want to go out? I can't say yes to everything. I have to say no to something. And what I'm saying is say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Don't worry about they're not my type. I'm not sure who's paying. What are we going to watch? I don't want to see Mickey Mouse. I want to see Deadpool. What's going on? Is Infinity War Avengers out yet? All the stuff that comes up, all that stuff can come up, but you say yes. Say yes first, and then look to see what has to get worked out. Yes. And I need to know where we're going, because I don't want to go further than this spot right here, because getting home is a nightmare that time of night. Yes. However, I'm short on cash. Are you asking me out? Yes. However, I have a concern about X, Y, or Z. Yes. Say yes. Be a yes. Try to have some kind of way that you could look at each and every consideration and flip it so that it's no longer a consideration. What I mean by consideration is that there's something you're considering that's impacting your answer. Your first answer, you want it to be yes. There's very little you can't say yes to. Don't get me wrong. There are some things it's very appropriate to say no to. I'm not saying say yes, blanket yes. But those two people that I mentioned earlier who wrote books about the year of yes, Shonda Rhimes and the gentleman who wrote the book Yes Man, both of those people took on in life, in real life, authentically in life, to say yes for a year to everything. And the adventure they had was the adventure of a lifetime. They had like these extraordinary experiences from just saying yes. See, when you say yes to whatever, you say yes and then you sort out what you have to sort out. And because you take it on, when you sort it out from yes. You don't sort it out from no. You sort it out from yes. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to have it work. Yes, I'm going to have everything that I desire. It's all going to go my way. Yes. So the bottom line is what I'm saying is when you live your life inside of yes, you live your life inside of what's possible. And what's possible is given by your willingness to say yes before your considerations. After your considerations, when you look at each consideration, and I'm sure that in many cases there are very little considerations. It's almost like, hell yes, right? And there are times when you're like, yes, but, because there are some considerations. And what I'm saying is, the considerations, when you look at them, you pick them up, you look at them, you dust them off, you smell them, you're inquiring into the considerations, whatever they might be, and you're looking at it from a standpoint, well, I've already said yes. It's kind of like the whole concept of throwing your hat over the wall. Do you know about that? story. There's an old story. I'm old school, so I tell old stories. It's about John F. Kennedy when he was young. He would be out with his friends, and that was back in the days when young boys his age wore hats. They're little beanies or, you know, little fridge, you know, berets that they would wear. And coming home from wherever they were, at school or the corner store, wherever they had been, and the group of them would be coming home, the shortcut that they would take required them to go over a fence that was quite tall, much taller than they were. And how he would get over that fence every time they took that walk is he would take his hat off and he would throw it over the fence. At that point, knowing he could not go home without his hat, his parents would shine his little tail if he came home without his hat. He knew there's now no option for me to not climb this fence. So I got to figure a way to get over to the other side so I can get my hat. So that expression of throw your hat on the wall comes from John Kennedy. He used to tell this story. I think he told the story in his book, PT-109, about how he threw his hat over the wall. And in doing so, he's committed. He's actually, with his actions, giving himself a committed world in which he had to get over that fence so he retrieve his hat. If he didn't, if he went the long way or if he figured some other way to get across, he could get his hat. He had to climb this fence at this time to get his hat. So throwing your hat over the wall is saying, this is it. I'm going to do this no matter what. I'm going to do this, you know, and failure is not an option here. I'm going to do this. So when you take on your next level or you take on the next thing for yourself in life, you want to take it on by throwing your hat over the wall. And when you throw your hat over the wall, the intention is that failure is not an option. You're not going to fail. You got to get over that wall. You got to retrieve that hat. You got to bring it home with you. And that's the triumph, is that you were able to figure out something that others with you could not figure out. You did it because you were committed. You threw your hat over the wall. So in doing that, in any expression, in any time in your life when you want something and you want it bad and you want it so much you could taste it, you've got to throw your hat over the wall. You've got to get committed. I was watching a show the other night, and they had this cute analogy on there that I want to share with you. And this is brother who is talking to this guy, and he says to him, in life, you're either ham or eggs. And the gentleman that was with him said, ham or eggs? What does that have to do with anything? And he said, okay, well, to provide the breakfast, the chicken who provides the eggs is involved with the breakfast. They provided the eggs, but they walked away to go make more eggs. But the pig is committed. He gave up his life for breakfast. So you're either in life ham or your eggs, your ham or eggs, or bacon, if you will. Either involved in life or you're committed to life. It doesn't mean you have to serve yourself up with scrambled eggs. It means you got to get committed to something. You've got to actually, you know, shed some blood, sweat, and tears. You've got to put the work in. The actions you take are correlate to the results you produce. I promise you, it's really, really simple. It's not complicated. If you want to produce a certain amount of results, you're going to have to do a certain amount of actions to produce those results. There's going to be in the world of yes. You want to be a yes about the things you want to produce, the things you want to have. You'd be surprised how much the universe aligns with you when you say you want something, when you take the actions correlate to what you said you wanted. The universe listens to you. The universe knows what you're saying. It understands your desires, your concerns. It understands your wants and your needs. All you have to do is speak them, and the universe provides. And as long as you're living inside your life like that, you will always be taken care of. But if there is more that you want, more that you're striving to achieve, You can do that. You can have that. You can totally have that. You have to say yes. No matter what, you have to say yes. And you have to say yes in a way so that you, the universe knows now that you are standing up for life. You have to be bold. You have to be willing to put your hat and throw it over the wall and say, I'm going after that hat. Here I come, hat. And climb that wall and get on the other side and do whatever it takes to do that. And if you put your mind to it, you can have anything. Anything you want is available to you. You have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. I promise you. So, having said that, what I want to let you know is that I'm here every week. Sometimes I'm alone, and I have no callers, and I have no one listening. And sometimes I have lots of people listening and lots of callers. And sometimes I have guests. But all the time, every week, on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, we have a conversation about the possibility and the actual science of yes. I'm a yes coach, and I teach people to live inside of yes. And whatever that looks like for you, whatever that occurs like you want to take on, then I recommend that you get in touch with me, that you call me at my phone number at 818-275-4798. And let me know what I can support you with. Let me know what answers I can questions I can answer for you. Let me know. Callers are welcome. The number is 323-642-1207. You can call in and get supported. Every week I'm here and every week I talk. And every week, as each week goes by, I encourage people with the science of yes. And you might think that this is not for you. And if it's not for you, more power to you. But I think it's for everyone. I think that living here and giving the most that you can in life is what life is about. So thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. Our show is usually on for an hour. I'm going to end just a little bit early tonight. I am traveling this weekend, and I'm leaving in the morning, so I'm going to try to make an early night of it. But I thank you for those of you who are listening to the show and who regularly listen to the show. I know that there are some of those of you out there, and I appreciate the patronage and the support. My request is, don't forget to follow this show on Blog Talk Radio. It's kind of like with Facebook, when you hit the like button. It's very, very important that people let Blog Talk Radio know that you want to hear more of the science of yes. So follow us on Blog Talk Radio and listen to us every week at 9 p.m. Thursdays Pacific Standard Time. Blog Talk Radio, The Science of Yes, with your hosted Pamela Heath, the Yes Coach. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm going to call it a night. Good night, everyone, and thanks for listening in.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 feet. Sherry Dottie had a 1,000 pays. Master, you is luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your hand. You got some punch, a dance. Yahoo and how, say all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me.